This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is the weirdest thing.
You can't tell me that you want to get one as well.
I would absolutely. Okay. I'm not going to get my virgin tattoo at the Post Malone concert.
They're the guys that do Post Malone's tattoos. Why would you not?
So they're going to be at the show with their guns?
Yes.
They literally show up to Mile High Stadium with guns. With not handguns,
no,
tattoo guns.
No.
Everybody stand down. What are they calling it? The big ass?
Tattoo guns. Yeah, the big ass stadium tour.
By the way, we have tickets all this week.
Yeah. Now, not only just to that, but like the whole VIP section where the tattoo, the VIP tailgate is what it is. There's a massive tailgate that they're throwing. You could win a Harley Davidson. You can get tattoos.
You're saying, okay, I don't mean to talk smack about Odyssey, because the Odyssey app is a great place to listen to our show, stream it, do whatever. But like, we have a tendency to like go, hey, U2 is playing in Las Vegas and we'll get you tickets to Las Vegas. And it's like, you didn't right. say anything about yeah. U2. It's like, no, they're just going to get you right. to the city that U2's
in the
also,
same year that they might be stopping by.
That. We tend to do that sometimes.
Right.
But in this case, you're saying.
Yes.
All this week.
Yes.
BJ and Jamie at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Us, sometime in the 4 o'clock hour,
mm-hmm.
have tickets to the show.
Yep.
Tickets to the tailgate.
Yeah.
And then like the VIP part of the tailgate.
Correct. Which is like early entry. And you like, yeah, so much.
Okay.
Wow.
What? You want to, like.
Yeah, I want in now.
Do I have to quit my job to be eligible to win this?
Yeah,
I think I do.
I think
employees,
do.
We can't
yeah.
win. Mm-hmm. So here's the reason I kind of wanted to talk about this, other than just pimping the badass prize we have all week.
The big ass prize, you could say.
Ayo.
I don't do enough on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I am aware. I don't. But I get to see the joy every once in a while, and I need to know if it's happened to everybody who's listening, or I know it's happened to Aaron today. What's it like when somebody big, like, reshares your thing or DMs you? Because Aaron thought she'd be cute on our post and, like, tag the tattoo people for Post
yeah,
Malone.
Yeah, I reshared it on my story and tagged them. And I said, if I could get a tattoo from them, I would die from happiness.
And they
saw it, responded, said, see you there, and then reshared. So it looks like I'm dying.
I don't want to be liable for any deaths here, but we'll see you there.
But that's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Who's the biggest person who's ever talked to you on social?
Or
retweeted you or reshared you?
Actually, this past weekend, Angela Johnson, she's a comedian. She reshared something of mine.
I don't know who that is.
I do.
You would, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. She used to be an NFL cheerleader, didn't she?
I think before
she was a comedian.
Okay. No way.
Okay, dude.
Yeah. Well, that she has a unique comedian story okay. that I would remember.
Okay. Yeah, and you're also a lecherous pig.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Tiak, have you gotten any sports stars or anybody?
No, not really sports stars, I don't think. I've had a couple like rappers kind of retweet stuff or like stuff back mm-hmm. in the day. I had Melissa Joan Hart followed me once.
Wow.
Once, and then she unfollowed you?
I think she was working with a crew or so, like they were up in her game.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay.
I don't know that it was organic.
Well, I forgot that I have one of the actors from Harry Potter who follows me. That was a big deal.
Which one?
He plays... Which one? Not Crab. Never Goyle. He plays
mind.
Goyle.
Nope. Never heard of him. Never mind.
You know him.
Okay. So we're all getting tattoos at this thing. Is
yes.
What we're
Do
they have to be on the face? It feels like Post Malone's guy. No. He's like, well, I'm really great at your face.
They're really good at neck tattoos. Yeah.
Okay. That's I count that as face.
All right. So text in right now to 303-222-5423 and tell us it's got to be a show tattoo. We all have to get it.
Okay.
What the three of... Oh, it's obvious. Slacker Show. Duh. Okay.
No, I don't want your name on my body.
Again.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.